But by the end of the late Uruk period, an early form of writing appeared and replaced the long-standing token system. Proto-cuneiform uses mnemonic symbols in which the signs often resemble actual objects that they want to remind the viewer of what they want to communicate. It's a sort of ideographic script. Each sign conveys an idea. So a plow looks like a plow, a cup looks like a cup, and it's easy to interpret what was on how this script was used. This is a common development in writing systems, to use a pictographic script before a symbolic language is developed. Not all signs are immediately recognizable, so there was some specificity and some symbolism being used even in this proto-cuneiform. The materials for proto-cuneiform are those that were available from the river: clay for the tablets. A reed from the river would be used as a stylus to draw images onto the tablets. And this proto-cuneiform, these proto-cuneiform images are a bit curvier than true cuneiform. About 5,000 proto-cuneiform tablets have been found in Uruk. They were not found in a context that helps us understand what they were used for. They were dumped in a fill for the Eanna temple. But they are important for showing where we have our earliest evidence for proto-cuneiform. Usually these texts involve a record of commodities, so taking up the same functions that we've seen with seals and with tokens. Sometimes there are lists, but mostly it is an economic function for this early form of writing. We see proto-cuneiform tablets with the symbol for a head, which we can recognize, and also the symbol for ration, combined with some numbers. Since we know that temples provided rations in return for food, it is possible that what we see here is a receipt for the amount of food given to individuals who helped work on a temple. There is not a uniform system of numbers in these proto-cuneiform tablets, so we see from this that the users and creators of the written script were still experimenting. And it's very interesting to try and imagine how you create a new system of writing. How big do the tablets have to be? It can't be too big, because then the clay dries before you finish writing what you're supposed to write. What is the shape supposed to be? Turns out the most effective shape, it looks like a little pillow. So the clay is deeper in the center than on the edges. This doesn't really represent a language in the proto-cuneiform example, because no syntax is necessary. We can read these signs without knowing a language. But by the end of the use of proto-cuneiform, there's both a change in the instruments that are being used. They use a sharper, blunter stylus, so they're not drawing curvy lines anymore, but creating the wedge-shaped lines that give the system its Latin name, cuneiform, which means nail or wedge-shaped. By the mid-third millennium, a system of cuneiform signs had developed into a mature writing system. Scribes now shifted the orientation of the tablet, divided it into zones so the signs are legible and easy to read. Cuneiform uses a syllabic script rather than a pictographic system of writing. So each sign represents a syllable instead of a letter. This is useful because it means that fewer cuneiform signs need to be learned, and in fact a number of cuneiform signs were dropped out as the writing system was created. But you can combine syllables to create new words as necessary. Cuneiform is a script, it is not a language. So this script could be applied to whatever language was being used at the time. Cuneiform is used for Sumerian, for Babylonian, Akkadian, for example. So you don't need to know the language to know cuneiform.